The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kavitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kavitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kavitko.
Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko, and thanks so much for joining me today. I think we have a good show today. We're going to be talking about healthcare. The healthcare debate, which we know late December, the Congress took up the question. I think the Senate passed something on Christmas Eve. I'm not exactly sure what the status is as we sit here, but we know it's a big, big topic. And one of my Interview Across America series interviews was with a gentleman in Colorado, and we were talking about that. So we'll hear that later. We'll also be taking listener questions, listener emails, and we'll be going over that. So thank you for joining me today. This is your show. Appreciate your emailing, interacting, calling, and listening. We're going to go first to Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And by the way, you can call with your guesses to this question. Call 542-542-1079 or 542-1079. Or you can email me your guesses to dentallyspeaking@gmail.com. All right? So the question of the day is, according to a recent study done by Kelton Research and Loyola Marymount University in L.A., what percent of people were more likely to be hired after having their teeth whitened? All right. Kind of a long question, but basically it's what percent of people were more likely to be hired after having their teeth whitened? No other changes, just whitening their teeth. So feel free, give us a call. Email us, let us know what your guess is, and we will give out the answer to today's question of the day very, very late in the show, okay? So you have plenty of time. Here's a little fun fact for you. Did you know that a smile changes the face so much that it can be detected and recognized after 3 seconds from 300 feet away? 300 feet, that's the length of a football field. Think about that, how powerful a smile is. Think about maybe, medieval times where you were, two people were coming upon each other from opposite directions. Not knowing if the person was enemy or friend, if one of the two parties would give out a big smile, the other party would know that they're a friend. They're friendly. They're not gonna attack them, and that's pretty far away. I mean, some people can't even see 300 feet away, and yet in 3 seconds, people can recognize the fact that it's a smile. So I think that's pretty neat. Our teeth, our smile, they do so much for us more than I think we realize that. And, of course, my goal is just to help people understand that, to get those people that are sitting at home and haven't been to the dentist in a while to pick up the phone and make that phone call because you're not getting any healthier sitting there. And you may not realize that there are problems going on. And the reason I say that is things don't really hurt until it's almost too late. So, for example, cavities don't hurt. Gum disease doesn't hurt. Sometimes even abscessed teeth don't hurt. When does it hurt? When you have decay getting close to the nerve or into the nerve, or when your gum disease is so bad that the tooth becomes loose and wiggles. And of course, you all remember having a baby tooth that was so loose and you just wanted to get it out. And you tried wiggling it with your tongue or wiggling it with your finger. And even though it was really, really loose, it still hurt like the devil to get it out. And you couldn't. You just had to let it sit there and wait a couple more days. Of course, we've all heard stories of tying a string around it and closing the door and all that stuff. But the reality is it still hurts, so you kind of had to wait. Now, what we want to do is I have some listener questions that have come in through email, and let me just go into a couple of those. The first one is from Tony. Tony writes, "Dear Dr. Kavitko, do all teeth that need crowns need to have a root canal first?" Well, Tony, that's actually a very good question. I get asked that a lot at the office because the answer to that question, by the way, is no. But the reason that you're asking, I'm sure, is because the reverse is true. All teeth that have had root canals need to have a crown afterward, okay? But not teeth that have crowns needing to have root canals first. That's not a connection there. Now, why do teeth that have root canals need crowns afterward? It's because there's no longer blood supply, no longer a fluid supply to the inside of the tooth, which means that your tooth isn't being bathed in fluids, so therefore it's going to get brittle. It's going to get dry and brittle. And so teeth that have had root canals are more prone to breaking. And if we cover them, protect them, encase them, which is what a crown does, that's why people call them caps, completely encapsulates or encases the tooth, it's less likely to break. Now, if you get whacked in that tooth, maybe in a car accident or a softball injury, it'll still snap off even with the crown on there. But with a crown on there, individual cusps and things can't break off because they're no longer exposed. They're no longer exposed to the outside environment. All right, so that's a very good question. And thanks so much. Remember, send me your questions. Send questions to dentallyspeaking@gmail.com or give us a call, 542-1079, and I'll be happy to answer your question live on the air. All right, we have another one here from Linda. Linda writes, "Dear Dr. Kvitko, I am thinking about getting porcelain veneers. I'm 29 years old. Will they last me for my lifetime, or will I have to have them redone? If they will need to be redone, about how many times over the next 50 years or so should I expect that?" Okay, Linda. And this is a very, very good question as well. I've been asked this also, and the reason it comes up is because veneers are relatively costly. It's quite a investment of time, effort, and money. And people hope, I think, that it'll be the last time they'll ever have to spend money on their teeth because now they look pretty and they work and, you know, you can smile and all that. And so we, but here's the answer. Unfortunately, nothing lasts forever. And although I can tell you that I have done veneers in people that have lasted for, 20, maybe 25 years and counting. And I can't say how much longer they're going to last, but in my, in that number of years of the implants that I've done, I'm not implants, of the veneers that I've done, I think there's only been about five or six where something happened that we had to redo one or part of one. Okay. So that's the good news. What's the bad news? The bad news is there are teeth under there. Underneath your veneers are teeth. And, you know, here's what I like to tell people. The porcelain that I put on your teeth, whether it's a veneer or a crown, is going to be the same shape, size, and color in 50 years as it was the day I put it on. So what can change? Your tooth. If you don't brush your teeth, if you don't floss it or take good care of it, have your dentist check periodically, go for cleanings and things, that tooth could decay, and of course it'll take the veneer with it. So at age 29, I would say that there is a really good chance that you're going to have them redone at some point down the road. However, there's also a good chance you'll never have to have them touched again. So it really is up to you. Now, modern techniques will continue to evolve, and so it's possible that in the next 25 years or so, when you're 54, that there'll be some new, really neat thing out there that makes porcelain veneers done, you know, in 2009 or 2010 seem obsolete. And so you might just think you want the new ones, whatever that is. Okay, it's hard to predict at this point. But anyway, very good question, and I do appreciate your questions. And so keep them coming, all right? All right, this next segment we're going to do is we're going to listen to an interview that I did that I call my Teeth Across America series. And what that is when I travel, whenever I travel, I bring my microphone and my recorder and I interview folks about their teeth and about their ideas about dentistry and such. And so this is an interview that I did when I was in Fort Collins, Colorado a while back. It's a gentleman named Justin Young. And let's listen in because it's about the healthcare debate. All right, so I am traveling. I'm in Denver, I guess. Is this Denver?
Fort Collins.
Okay, I'm in Fort Collins, Colorado, and I'm speaking with Justin, and Justin said he owns his own business. What's the name of your business?
Young Construction.
Young Construction as opposed to Old Construction?
Yes, sir.
Am I sitting next to Old Construction over here?
Yes.
Okay, so I got Young on my left, Old on my right. anyway, just wanted to ask, what we do is I just kind of have a little bit of fun. How many teeth do you think adults have?
Depends.
How many got knocked out, you mean?
Yeah. I don't know, 32?
Hey, actually, that's right. Yeah, very good, very good. How many do you think kids have?
Some places, one or two. Depends on where you're at in the country, I guess.
Yeah, where do you think they have the fewest teeth?
Where do they have the fewest teeth?
Yes.
I thought they were all in their mouth.
No, I meant, like, what part of the country? You brought it up.
Oh, I don't know. Some of the southern states, maybe.
You mean like Mississippi, Alabama?
Well, I didn't say that particularly. Sounds like that's what you think.
No.
No, I have no idea.
No idea?
I've seen plenty of one-toothers around here, so.
Okay. All right. What do you think came first, local anesthetic or x-rays?
X-rays.
Local anesthetic.
Well, it is it? I figured it would be, but I thought it was a trick question, so I went the opposite way.
There are kind of trick questions. So let me ask you, do you have, with your company, do you have a dental plan?
No.
No? Do you go to the dentist on a regular basis?
What's that?
Do you go to a dentist on a regular basis?
No, I haven't been.
The dentist kind of make you nervous?
Not really.
No, because he's kind of a big guy.
I have a dental plan, and I know I need some work done. It's probably been about a year and a half.
That's not too bad. Actually, what percent of people do you think don't go to the dentist on a regular basis? Adults.
I have no idea.
Guess? No guess?
35.
Say that again?
41%. 35%.
35 and...
I'll go 41.
Actually.
I'm taking the high road.
Taking the high road?
Yeah.
It's 40%. Very good.
See? Got you, pal.
So you beat him in golf, and he beat you on that question. All right. Let's see. Maybe one more. How much do you think an elephant's tooth weighs? An elephant tooth. How much do you think it weighs?
Oh, probably about 4 ton.
4 ton for just the tooth.
One
yeah, elephant.
Elephant tooth.
Oh, I thought he said
elephant. That's a big tooth, buddy. That's a one buck tooth for sure.
How much does an elephant weigh?
Oh, okay. How much does one tooth weigh?
Well, tooth of an elephant? No, probably about 12 ounces.
So a little less than a pound, yeah. Like 3/4 of a pound. What do you think?
I'm going to go the under. I'm going to take 11.9 ounces.
He thinks this is tooth or consequences. It's actually 8 to 10 pounds.
One tooth?
One tooth, 8 to 10 pounds. Can you believe that? Yeah, just the teeth, like the molars, the ones you don't see. So anyway, do you have any questions? You haven't been to a dentist in a year. Do you have any questions that you would like answered for free?
Questions for free. Maybe some work done for free. That'd be nice.
Only licensed in the eastern part of the state. Can't do it in Colorado.
Oh, man.
Get in trouble with the Colorado State Dental Board if I did that. Anything. Anyway, so any questions you guys have? I had a guy ask me last night about...
What do you think about the health plan?
And by the way, it's Joe, right? Or do you go by Joseph?
Huh?
Are you Joseph or Joe?
Joe,
okay. Joe, and Joe's related to Justin's, his dad. And what I think about the health plan, you're talking
allegedly.
About...
Allegedly.
What?
Allegedly.
Yeah, that's right. It's like we try to figure out how come he's 6'5" and you're like 5'7". Is your wife real tall? Or?
She's 5'2".
Where'd he come from?
My wife, Mexico.
Oh, okay. Anyway, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, but in this health plan that we're hearing all the discussions about, no one's mentioned the word dental. So I don't think they plan on including dental in this national health plan.
I don't think a third of your people even know what exactly the health plan consists of.
Well, I don't either. What about how many of the senators and congressmen you think know?
Huh?
How many of the senators and congressmen do you think know?
Maybe half or less actually know, did the 1,000-page thing and read it and know exactly what it consists of.
Yeah, because they clearly didn't read it because they only voted on it, what, about a half hour after they got it or something like that?
Yeah, I think they only voted for whatever they were basically told to vote for, or their people told them to vote for.
Yeah, that's what it seems. It makes it kind of like a partisan, right?
It's like high school politics or something. The jocks against the nerds, and they can't side with each other, even if the other side's right.
You're probably right. So personally, I don't think a nationally run health plan is a good idea. It seems like it'd be just as cumbersome as what we already have, which is Medicare and welfare, right?
Well, Medicare and welfare, that's great. But what about all the people that don't have any insurance, can't afford it? And even now, even the older people without Medicare, I pay like $480 a month for a health policy. That's absolutely ridiculous. So somebody's got to do something different what they're doing.
Well, I agree, and that's a health policy too, where it's almost basically catastrophe insurance anyway, where you're, you know, it's not like you're getting co-pays on your office visits for what you pay anyway.
Yeah. I know.
I think what the system we got now is very bad, so we need something different.
So what would you say, what do you want to see them do?
I think some kind of a reform that I don't know I don't know all the details about our health insurance right now, but I definitely know we need to do something.
Well, I agree. I agree.
You can't afford it, and you know.
What I'd like to see them do is rather than taking over the system and running it, having the government run it, is take everything that we don't like about the one we have, which means we apparently, you know, we want to get rid of this pre-existing condition thing. We want to get rid of I guess what it is like all this money that's being siphoned off the system for the CEOs and all those executives.
At least decreases the average medical insurance by 50%, or people can't really afford it. We're paying at least double right now of what most people can afford, and that's why they don't have it.
You know, I'm not sure if it's true or not, but I heard a stat that says that if we could limit the lawsuits that the doctors face, we'd be able to cut the cost in half. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that's a step in the right direction. I don't know if it's the whole.
Well, I also believe, yeah. The whole thing is everyone is over litigious in society today. I'll sue you for this, for that, for any, you hurt my feelings, I'll sue you for $1 million, you know what I mean? Or any little thing, I spilled a cup of coffee on my crotch, so I'll sue McDonald's and get $2 million. You know, I believe that to a certain degree that is, but you know, it also has to define too, because at the same time doctors do have serious, you know, there are many cases where they are in the wrong.
They messed up.
But yeah, where they blatantly messed up. Don't get me wrong, and they're only human. You know, you can make your case based on information you have at the time and in hand and everything. But sometimes too, when you have doctors like in surgery working 24 or 36 hour shifts on, they're more prone to make mistakes towards the end of a 24 or 36 hour shift. But I also believe, you know, the lawsuits are ridiculous anymore. So I mean, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
It's kind of a case by case basis. It's hard to really do a blanket policy of anything. And I think once the government gets involved too in things like that, they may have good intentions going in, but it always turns out like crap most of the time. You know,
I agree. I mean, I feel sorry for them in a way, because every time they come up with a plan, it seems like everybody figures out a way to get around it, and you know, and they find little loopholes in it. And but anyway, obviously we're going to be hearing more about this, but I don't think they're dealing with dental. I think dental is going to stay the way it is, and that's not a good thing either, because I don't know if you realize this, but when you had dental insurance, your yearly maximum you might remember is about $1,000, right? You remember when you had dental insurance? They limit you to $1,000. That was the same number they would pay in 1960 for a patient per year. So it's been 49 years they haven't raised it, and doesn't pay as much anymore, won't buy as much. But
well, that sounds right, about right. And the thing with most dental insurance plans, from what I've seen anyway, you know, I don't have a lot of experience with it, but is with dental, yeah, you're basically paying into it, and it's almost like a savings account. It's not, once you start getting dental insurance, you can do this. It's, you have to build up your insurance, you know, whereas opposed to medical insurance, once you're insured, you are. But with the dental, it's basically almost like you're saving your own money, except they take a cut of it, and you can use part of your own money to do, you know, honestly, to do, if you need dental procedure, you get to use part of your own money, and that's the way a lot of it is, especially through employers and stuff like that.
So. Yeah, I think he's actually right. I think you hit the nail on the head, and so people ask me, they say, well, I don't have insurance where I work, but I want to get an individual policy, and they want me to direct them to a company where they can get one. And I tell them, I said, you know, you got to find out what you're going to pay for the policy, because they're only going to give you back $1,000 anyway. So
you're your own money almost and paying for it yourself.
Exactly. Well, hey, you guys have a great lunch. Thanks so much for talking to me. And I'll give you information when we stop here as to how you can listen to this someday, okay?
Thank you.
So, yeah, it's radio. He's shaking his head.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, I thought that was a good interview and certainly some good insight. And, you know, as you maybe can tell, that interview was done before the early Christmas Eve vote in the Senate and some of the wrangling that's gone on since. And one thing that I mentioned that I don't think people realize is there's nobody talking about dentistry. I've had a lot of patients ask me, what do I think about the new healthcare debate or the healthcare plan that they're coming up with, you know, whether it's a government option or a non-government option? Honestly, it doesn't seem to really matter because nobody seems to have ever uttered the word teeth or dentistry. I've not heard it mentioned. I haven't seen it written about. I don't understand. Teeth are so important to our overall health, and yet they somehow, when it comes to insurance at least, seem to have to take a back burner. So when that gentleman mentioned, I think it was Joe mentioned how he spent, what, $480-some a month for insurance. That is a lot. That's a lot of money. I mean, that's a rent for a lot of people. That's a car payment for a lot of people. So where are people supposed to come up with that money? Now, before I get too far into the show, I want to remember to tell everybody that you can search for these shows by going to iTunes. When you get there and you go to the podcast section, search under either Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. Either one should bring it up. And you'll find a list of all of the shows that we've done. There's about 90, 91, 92 or something. Getting close to that 100. I don't know if the 100 means we're going to be in syndication or not, but I hope so. We'll see. I don't know if we're going to have a big party or what, but it's not quite like TV where when you get to your 100th episode, you're into syndication because they only do 13 episodes a year. And I do 52. So I guess it's not exactly apples to apples, but still a pretty neat milestone that I'm very proud of and look forward to that 100th show. And I hope you'll join me when we get there. I'll try to keep you informed as to when that is. So everybody can tune in and call and email and heckle me if you want, whatever. Remember, our phone number is 542-1079, and send your guesses and questions to dentallyspeaking@gmail.com. And speaking of that, our question of the day today, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day today, is according to a recent study done by Kelton Research and Loyola Marymount University in L.A., what percent of people were more likely to be hired after having their teeth whitened? All right, and we have a couple guesses that have come in. Pat phoned in a phone call, or rather phoned in a guess of 25%. Thank you so much, Pat. That's not correct. Juan sent in a guess of 49%. Juan sent us an email, so thanks so much, Juan. That is also not correct, but I do appreciate it. And actually, Juan is getting closer. So anyway, let me see. Let me just check those off. And then what else? What else? You can follow me on Twitter, and please do. Go to www.twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko, and I have it in all caps. I don't know if it's supposed to be in all caps, if it really matters, but you might try all caps. And it's DRKVITKO. That's Dr. Kvitko. And I promise that I won't send any tweets while I'm doing a root canal or something. It'll only be before, after office hours, that sort of thing. All right. So, yeah, remember to do that. And also, you can tune in on Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. by going to www.columbustoday.com or just plain columbustoday.com. Everybody knows about the three W's now. And listen to this show and others as time goes by here. Okay? Very good. So I do appreciate you listening, calling, emailing, interacting, all of that stuff. It's very nice to know that people share this interest that I have. And when we come back after the break, we're going to have some more listener questions that I will be answering on the air. We're going to listen to a couple more of these interviews that I've done, my Teeth Across America interviews. And then also some comments from some listeners, just interesting statements, I guess I'll say, about how things have gone when they visited their dentist from around the country. And oh, I think I might have time for one here. Let me just, here's one. Bert writes, I like going to the dentist. I leave with squeaky clean teeth. I think that's a great. I love that. I mean, that's what I'm shooting for in my practice, is for people to love coming to the dentist, to like that nice clean feeling, know that they're doing something good for their mouth and for their overall dental health. Now, we have a story that Katie has sent in by email that we don't have time to get to right now because we're about 30 seconds away from a commercial break. And so what I'll do, I'm just going to kind of give you a little bit of a taste of what it is. And basically, it's she relates an experience about one of her younger brothers having a tooth pulled, and how that became a traumatic episode for her. So we'll be back after the break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on Mix 107.9, 80s, 90s now, and we will be right back.
They say America is a land of opportunity,
where kids can grow up and become anything they want.
But for some of us, it's not so easy.
Today, one out of every six children in America lives in poverty.
That's almost 13 million of us.
It's almost 13 million of us.
Living below the poverty line.
The poverty line divides us all into those who have
and those who never have enough. Not enough food or medicine.
Or even a place to live. When you live in poverty, every day is hard.
But we don't want a handout. We want a way out.
A way out of poverty for me and my family.
For good.
This is America.
This is America. Together, we can do so much. Will you help?
Nearly 13 million children in America live below the poverty line. You can make a difference in more ways than you know. Go to PovertyUSA.org and get involved. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Parents, do you love your kids? Want your kids to stay in school, but find yourself at a loss for words? Well, it's time for you to get the amazing Parent Speak Right. In practically no time, it had Celeste Hunt of New York saying,
"How was school today?"
Incredible, isn't it? Let's hear that again.
"How was school today?"
Amazing. And listen to Mark Kelly of Los Angeles.
"You did great on that test."
Yes, you can say these phrases too. Imagine being able to rattle off,
"So how's that homework going?"
as if you thought it up on your very own. Just send all the money you have to Parents Speak Right. That's Parents Speak Right. Again, that's Parents Speak
Right. It's really not that difficult. In fact, encouraging your kids to stay in school is something every parent can do.
I've got the power!
Talk to them. Encourage them. Get them to graduate. Don't drop out on your kids. For a free brochure, call 877-4-A-KID. That's 877-F-O-R-A-K-I-D. This message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
If you could see plaque clogging your arteries, you'd floss them. If you could see a cramped heart muscle, you'd massage it. If you could see a blood clot forming, you'd wash it out. If you could see heart disease, the number one killer of women, you'd see your doctor. The hard truth is, what you can't see can hurt you. Heart disease can lead to heart attack, disability, even death. Don't wait until it's too late. Talk to your doctor, find out your risk, and take action today to lower it. Learn the hard truth. Call 1-800-575-WELL. That's 1-800-575-WELL. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, National Institutes of Health, National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute.
Lawyer.
Doctor.
Teacher.
Pilot.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
Architect. Actor. Politician. Writer.
What does your child want to be?
Musician.
Scientist. Chef.
Well, if you struggle with reading, both of you have little chance of becoming any of those things. But nothing's worse than giving up on your dreams. That's why with family learning programs, parents and kids learn together, so they succeed together. On things like computer and interview skills, GED preparation, and English as a second language, plus preschool education for kids. The results are amazing, but what's truly amazing is that the only thing it will cost you is your time. Family learning programs. The best way out is by coming in. Turn your life around today by calling toll-free 1-877-FAMLIT1 and be what you've always wanted to be.
Happy!
This message is brought to you by the National Center for Family Literacy and the Ad Council.
I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend.
Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I do it.
Thanks again for joining me. And you know what? Do go out and patronize my sponsors. I really appreciate that they've stepped up and helped sponsor the show. And so go out and check out their businesses. It's I think we have some great sponsors, and I'd love to see you go out and check them out. All right. Now, before the break, we were about to give out the story of a girl named Katie who was relating a story that she was telling about how when she went to the dentist the same day that her little brother was having a tooth pulled. And we're going to get to that in a minute. Before I do, though, let me just remind you, our phone number is 542-1079. If you have questions, comments, concerns, if you want to give our guest to our email, I'm sorry, to our question of the day, Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, which is, according to a recent study done by Kelton Research and Loyola Marymount University in L.A., what percent of people were more likely to be hired after having their teeth whitened? And during the break, we had a couple guests come in. Dottie called in a guest. She says 72%. Thanks, Dottie, for that. That's not correct, but very much appreciated. And keep your guesses coming, though. And by the way, when you send in a guess, you can also send in a question if you'd like. Or you can call and be live on the air, but I know some people are shy. It is actually radio, though, meaning nobody's going to see you. You can use a fake name. And we don't care if you're in your jammies or not. You can, in fact, remember, this is everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. And I'm figuring if you're home or at work, you're not numb. Well, unless you were up late and drank too much. But for the most part, you're probably not numb. And what better way to get your questions answered than to give us a call? All right. So, you know, we're on Mix 107.9 80s, 90s now. And now is a good time to give us a call and get your question answered. But let's go ahead and talk about what Katie wrote in. And Katie wrote in, she said, I went to the dentist once with my younger brother. We both had appointments. I was there for a checkup and he needed two teeth yanked. By the way, we call it extracted, but that's okay. You can call it yanked if you want, I guess. Everything was fine for my brother up until the actual procedure. The dentist, and what I'm sure is a technique taught in the finest dentistry schools, had her assistant hold my brother's head down, then put her foot up against the chair for leverage. She then grabbed those pliers, or whatever they call their tools, with both hands, braced herself, and started yanking as hard as she could. My brother immediately screamed as loud as he could, and I was stunned. I'd never seen this particular tooth extraction method before. She went at it for a good 15 seconds while my brother held on for dear life. The offending molar finally popped free, and she held it up like she'd just extracted a gold nugget. She goes on to write, I haven't been back to the dentist since. It was like watching medieval surgery. I'll just stick to brushing my teeth and avoiding sugary stuff. And that was sent in from Katie. Katie, I'm so sorry to hear that story. And I'll have to tell you that I used to think that these horror stories occurred, you know, 20 years ago in the hills of West Virginia or the hills of somewhere, and that maybe in another country even. And I'm very concerned to find out that these stories are still happening, you know, right here, right in our own backyards. I can't really explain it. I can tell you that my goal, my mantra is if somebody tells me they feel it, I believe them and I stop. And I would like to think that most of the dentists out there are the same. I don't know why she continued. And I know you were tongue in cheek when you said it, but truly, they don't teach dentists how to put their knee in somebody's chest and keep pulling. I don't know. I can't explain. Now, I will say this, and it's too bad it's just in the form of an email and not a phone call, because I'd love to ask you some questions. So if you're still listening, either give us a call, 542-1079, or send me another email with a little more. I'll ask you the questions. Maybe you can give me an update, because I'll tell you this. Sometimes people go to dentists that are on a list, like you've heard in-network, out-of-network, or there's this kind of almost like a closed panel where there are only about six or seven dentists or dental offices on the list. You have to ask yourself, why are there so few dentists on my list? And the answer is simple. It's because the reimbursement level to the dentists is so poor that it doesn't pay them enough to do it right, and they feel like they have to rush. Okay, in my opinion, if they're not going to do it right, they shouldn't be on the list. And I'm thinking, if all dentists had that idea, if we all did that, those lists would go away. dentists would get paid their full fee. There wouldn't need to be any rushing around anymore, taking shortcuts. You would be able to come and get excellent dental care in a comfortable, caring environment no matter where you went. And by the way, that's also one of the things we talk about at our office is comfortable dental care in a caring environment. We really do care. And if somebody tells me they feel it, we stop. I've never had to put my knee in somebody's chest. More often than not, I'm being complimented by people who tell me that the last dentist took 45 minutes to take their tooth out and I just took two. But I'm not the only dentist out there that can do this and do this well. And I guess also what I'm saying is, okay, so here's a couple things. It could be you're on a plan that is kind of forcing you to go to a place that's being told, hey, we're only going to give you $6 for this, so if you want to do it, fine. If not, you know, don't be on our list. And so you could then just find another dentist, go somebody out of network and see if it's different. Also, I would encourage that you contact whoever you contact, tell them about this story, put it in the form of an email if you want, like you did to us. I've had people email the office before. And say, hey, I've had a traumatic experience, not on my mouth, but with my brother in the office at the same time. Could I interview the dentist? Could I come and take a tour? And I would think invariably the answer would be yes. If the answer is not, then, you know, don't go there. Call somebody else. But go in, establish a rapport, make sure you like the layout of the office, make sure that you think that they are kind and caring and that they've promised you that they will stop too. So, yeah, it's not medieval times. We shouldn't be doing medieval surgery. And just sticking to brushing your teeth and avoiding sugars will not do it. Here's why. It's not just the sugar that you have to worry about. It's the acid that is created by bacteria in your mouth. And bacteria in your mouth thrive on all kinds of foods. And I know you're saying that you're brushing, but you may not be getting it all and things build up. And before you know it, you have gum disease. You have cavities that you can't see. Remember I said cavities don't hurt. They'll only show up on an x-ray. And so we heard in an earlier interview that we did with a couple gentlemen in Colorado earlier on this show that only 40% of the people go to the dentist on a regular basis, and you now are one of those 40%. I understand why, but I'd like you to reconsider, okay? Reconsider. The only one that's going to lose is you if you stay home. Okay, keep that in mind. Don't want to be heavy-handed, but it's the honest truth, okay? Now, here is a little interesting story, a little bit of a, I don't know, here they are. It's the top five most annoying dental patient behaviors. Now, people maybe don't want to think of this. They don't want to think that dentists also talk amongst ourselves about patients because there's a lot of talk going on about dentists, as I'm seeing from these emails. Here's the thing where dentists were talking about what drives them crazy while they work. Upcoming, there's a midwinter meeting that happens every year in Chicago. It's sponsored by the Chicago Dental Society. It actually takes place in January, or is it February? Late January, early February? Honestly, I forget. Sorry about that. But anyway, it says, the Chicago Dental Society recently polled more than 300 members to find out some wacky, unusual, and just plain distracting behaviors that they've encountered while patients are in their chair. Here they are, the most annoying patient behaviors, according to those surveyed. Number five, public displays of affection. Your breath may be minty fresh after a cleaning, but don't test it on your significant other until after you leave the dental office. I can't say I've ever actually seen that, but anyway, it made the list of those 300. I don't know if they're talking about making out or just a big passionate kiss. I don't know. Anyway, number four, playing games on your handheld. A few dentists reported getting knocked upside the head during an exam while their patients tried to continue playing their games at arm's length. Really, Tetris can wait. All right, now, I will say I've had a little bit of that happen. I actually happen to have, I don't know, I want people to be comfortable, and if they're not in my way and they want to keep trying to play their game, it's okay with me. However, in my office, we have televisions on the ceiling that you can clearly see when you're reclined. You can clearly see the show that you've chosen to watch or the movie that maybe you brought or one that you're looking at that might have been in our library, so... But I don't have video games on the ceiling. Maybe that'll be next. I'm not sure. Okay, number three, reading a book or magazine while the dentist is trying to perform an exam. It says you'll have to relinquish that People magazine or John Grisham novel so your dentist can get a look at your teeth. And I have had that, and it is a little hard because in order to read, of course, you've got your arm out in front, and some people have it at different focal lengths, whether they wear glasses or not. And, you know, I'm right-handed, so I'm coming over your right ear, and if your right arm is extended, it's actually in my way. So that one I do agree with. Number two, Grooming. The light in the dental chair might be just right for touching up makeup or, heaven help us, plucking your eyebrows, but dentists really would prefer you save those activities for the bathroom. And I agree with that. I agree with that. Certainly plucking eyebrows. I hope that was tongue-in-cheek. But anyway, that was number two. Number one, the biggest one, the most annoying thing patients do while in the dentist chair is answering the cell phone. Okay. Now, I've got to tell you that my patients have been pretty respectful, and I actually have a sign up. You know how when you go to your doctor, and it seems like these days wherever you go, somebody has a sign up with a picture of a cell phone and a big, you know, a circle with a big line through it. No cell phone use. Airlines, your doctor, the bank. It seems like it doesn't matter where you go anymore, and people are telling you no cell phone use. And I'll tell you what, when I first heard that my cell phone was going to interfere with the aircraft equipment, I thought, this can't be true. I can't imagine my cell phone's going to bring down this big jet. I also have to tell you that it is federal law, and I do turn off my cell phone, so I'm not one of the people that's cheating. I just felt like it was ridiculous. Just like when they turn off the lights, the cabin lights, because apparently that interferes with taking off, and I'm thinking, if my little fluorescent light is going to interfere with this jet taking off, I'm probably on the wrong plane, don't you think? Anyway, so here's what I did at my office, because here's what I think it really is. I think when people put up a sign that says, no cell phone use, what they're really telling you is they consider themselves more important than you. They want you to know that they're in charge. So I have a sign in my office. It says, please feel free to use your cell phone. As far as we can tell, it interferes with nothing. And I honestly believe that. Honestly believe that. I have that high-tech computerized milling machine, you know, the acquisition unit, the infrared scanner that will scan teeth and allow us to make crowns while you wait. And that connects from one room wirelessly to another room. I have a 4,650-square-foot office. It's 90 feet from front to back. Metal in all the walls, metal studs in all the walls, 10 different rooms, a bunch of walls and doors. And that machine connects wirelessly to the milling unit. And it's sending information that allows this crown to be milled to one-fourth of a micron. One-fourth of a micron. A micron is 1 × 10⁻⁶. Okay, so what I'm saying is if there's any data lost, it would be important. And no data is ever lost when people are using cell phones. So anyway, so what am I telling you? I don't think I'm more important than you. Yeah, we have a schedule. I know your schedule is important as well, and there are times when I might be a few minutes late, and I apologize profusely for that. But I'm certainly not putting up a sign in the office that, you know, basically sets the ground rules where I'm telling people that I'm more important than them because you can't use your cell phone. I think that's kind of ridiculous. Okay, so I have to get off my soapbox a little bit. Sorry about that. I just kind of get carried away. Now, we wanted to listen to one of our other interviews, one of my Teeth Across America interviews. I think we have time for maybe one or two before we run out of time for this show. Before we do that, again, I want to remind people, send me emails to dentallyspeaking@gmail.com or give us a call at 542-1079 and follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko. So twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko. This next interview is Mike. I was at an Indy race in the Chicago area, and as I told you, I just kind of walk up to people with my microphone and say, hey, I want to ask you some questions about your teeth. Once they get over the shock of that, then the interviews go like this, so let's listen. All right, so I'm continuing my Teeth Across America series, and I am talking to...
This is Mike.
This is Mike. Okay, I'm talking to Mike. Mike, thanks for talking to me.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. Hey, I wanted to ask you, we'll play a little game. We'll call it Tooth or Consequences. How many teeth do humans have?
36.
Pretty close. Most have 32.
32?
Yep. although I got to tell you, there are a few people that are born with like an extra wisdom tooth or so.
Yeah.
So there are a few people that have 36.
Does that count the fangs?
Yeah, it does count the fangs. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not like fingers and the thumb. You're trying to like technicality, yeah. Right?
Right.
Okay. What year was local anesthetic discovered?
What year? 1965.
Okay, you're off by about 120 years. It was 1846.
It's all good.
Yeah. Hey, you're in the right century. No, not quite.
Yeah,
but anyway. What age is it recommended that you bring a child to the dentist for the first time?
2.
Also pretty close. The pediatric dentists recommend age 1, and the school systems, the health department, they want you to bring your child to the dentist by the time they're age 3.
Okay. I totally agree. Earlier the better, right?
Yeah, true. Now, have you ever chipped a tooth or have any like dental story that you want to tell?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was at a bar one night and they closed and I was with the band and the band was still playing and they wanted us to leave. I didn't want to leave. And I went to take a drink off my beer and the bouncer came around and grabbed the beer and chipped my tooth.
Really? So, your front tooth? Is it still chipped?
Center. There's a little...
Little corner missing?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, so but it's fixed.
He didn't know you were with the band?
No, he didn't want me to hang out there either.
And with the band, what does that mean? Were you, like, helping them? Are you a drummer? Are you
Just helping them cure out their equipment and get it out of the bar, basically.
Oh, okay. So he's a pretty big guy, huh?
Yeah. He's a jerk.
I think I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Now, let me think of another question, just to see, this is kind of like, you know, jaywalking with Jay Leno,
yeah.
But it's tooth walking, I guess, with Dr. Kavitka. Okay, how, do cavities hurt?
Do cavities hurt? No.
Hey, that's very good, you got that right.
I've had a couple.
And they didn't hurt until you,
You dug them out, yeah. That's when it starts hurting, when they get the drill in there.
Oh, but they use Novocaine, right?
Oh, I guess, but I don't think my doctor did when I was a kid.
Really? No, Novocaine was discovered when?
Oh, man. Let's say 1947.
No, we just talked about that. It was 1846, remember?
1845.
Can't say that. Okay, we might have to edit that one out. Okay. Now, what do you do for a living?
I'm an electrician.
And where are you from?
Illinois.
Okay, so you're an electrician. That means you wire homes or...
Yeah, okay. Homes, commercial buildings.
Now, do you have to have a certain grade of, like, training to do commercial?
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit higher than residential?
Well, it depends on who it is, you know. If you're in the union, you know, the union wants this or that or...
Okay. So it's who you're working for, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And you do both?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so...
certified in California. I've been in California for the last 17 years, and now I'm in Illinois for the last 2 years.
So what, you didn't like the weather in California? You came to the Chicago area?
No, it was a female thing.
Okay. And you're still together with this female thing?
You know what? Unfortunately not.
let me ask you, as an electrician, do you have dental insurance? How do you handle your dental care?
No, actually I don't.
You don't?
No.
But do you go on a regular basis?
No, actually, I don't.
What percent of the adults do you think don't go on a regular basis?
Man, I'll bet you it's probably around 80.
It's, and by the way, on a regular basis is defined by within the last 2 years, and the answer is 40%.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's a little lower than you thought, but still a pretty big number, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Think about it. That's almost half the population.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you haven't gone on a regular basis because?
Money.
Money?
Yeah.
So do you think it's too expensive or do you just don't budget it?
Both.
Yeah. So kind of like people don't budget for emergency electrical repairs?
Exactly. And who's got the 60% of their income in savings saved up for a rainy day?
Yeah, really. I don't know of anybody that does that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. So you haven't been in the last 2 years, did you say?
Yeah.
So since you came to Illinois.
Yeah.
Now, you know, they do have dentists in Illinois.
Yeah, that's what I hear. There's like 1-800 whatever.
Oh, in fact, the American Dental Association has their headquarters in Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so there's probably a lot of dentists in Illinois.
I'll bet there is.
Now, are you a NASCAR fan or an Indy racing fan?
NASCAR.
NASCAR? Yeah, me too. Came to the Indy race just because, I don't know, it was a chance to see. Did you go to truck race last night?
We had to buy the tickets for both.
Exactly.
$500 for this campsite right here. We're going to use it.
All right. Let me think. Let me see if I can stump you up again. So far, I've stumped you, haven't I?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been a long day, though. You know, I started at noon.
That's right. So he's been up for a whole 10 hours now. How many baby teeth do humans have?
Oh, man. Baby teeth. 43.
More than adults?
All right, 28.
Okay, you're getting closer. Wait a minute, try one more time.
22.
Real close.
20.
20, that's it. Yeah, 20 baby teeth. All right, Mike. Well, hey, thank you very much for talking to me.
Dude.
Really appreciate it. And you can tune in, on iTunes.
Yeah.
Search Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking, and I'll give you a card here in a sec, okay? So you can do that.
All right, so I thought that was a fun interview. He was a nice guy, and I love, just hearing different ideas about dental care and the way people think about how their insurance works, whether they have it or not. I do want to remind folks that you can go to dentallyspeaking.com and find out about guests that will be on our show down the road, upcoming shows, some information. Also, there's a link to the iTunes feed. As well as, remember, you can go to columbustoday.com, 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and hear this live, okay? Now, I want to give out the answer to today's question of the day before I forget, because I also want to talk about it. And the question of the day was, according to a recent study done by the Kilton Research and Loyola Marymount University in L.A., what percent of people were more likely to be hired after having their teeth whitened? Over the break, or while that interview was going on, Simone sent in a guess of 62%, and I'm going to go ahead and give out the answer now. The answer is 58%. So Simone was pretty close, probably the closest. 58% of people were more likely to be hired just by having their teeth whitened, okay? And in this economy, that's pretty powerful. So let me give you a little more information about about that study. Okay, so people, according to this study, people who have had their teeth whitened or have whiter teeth are seen as more attractive, confident, trustworthy, and financially successful, which ultimately leads to greater success in work and in their love relationships. The study was conducted by the research firms that we mentioned, and according to the study's results, which included simulated job interviews, simulated first dates, and quantitative online survey, 58% were more likely to be hired, and 53% received larger salary offers after they'd had their teeth whitened. People were 54% more attracted to the people who had their teeth whitened. Evaluators expect a greater interest in continuing their interaction or date with someone who has had their teeth whitened. The majority of the study participants, 65%, were viewed to be more professional. 61% of the participants were more confident after they had their teeth whitened. And on simulated first dates, more than half were viewed to be more outgoing after their teeth had been whitened, and that would be 59%. So overall, it found that people with whiter teeth have more positive attributes than individuals with stained teeth across the following variables: financial success, trustworthiness, and professional success. Regardless of gender, age, income, education, employment, or marital status, participants came to the same conclusion. That's pretty cool, isn't it? So look, even in these tough times, if you can find the time, the money to get your teeth whitened, you may just get the job that you wouldn't have gotten. You may just get a higher salary offer from the people that are going to hire you. So remember what I keep saying. Your teeth are very, very important in all aspects of your life. They do so many things for us. They help us smile. They help us eat. They help us speak. Just, really, really cherish them. We do have to go to a break. We're going to be coming back here in a minute. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on Mix 107.9, 80s, 90s now, and we'll be right back.
They say America is a land of opportunity,
where kids can grow up and become anything they want.
But for some of us, it's not so easy.
Today, one out of every six children in America lives in poverty.
That's almost 13 million of
us. That's almost 13 million of us.
Living below the poverty line.
The poverty line divides us all into those who have
and those who never have enough. Not enough food or medicine.
Or even a place to live. When you live in poverty, every day is hard.
But we don't want a handout. We want a way out.
A way out of poverty for me and my family.
For good.
This is America.
This is America. Together, we can do so much. Will you help?
Nearly 13 million children in America live below the poverty line. You can make a difference in more ways than you know. Go to PovertyUSA.org and get involved. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Parents, do you love your kids? Want your kids to stay in school, but find yourself at a loss for words? Well, it's time for you to get the amazing Parent Speak Right. In practically no time, it had Celeste Hunt of New York saying,
"How was school today?"
Incredible, isn't it? Let's hear that again.
"How was school today?"
Amazing. And listen to Mark Kelly of Los Angeles.
"You did great on that test."
Yes, you could say these phrases too. Imagine being able to rattle off,
"So how's that homework going?"
as if you thought it up on your very own. Just send all the money you have to Parents Speak Right. That's Parents Speak Right. Again, that's Parents Speak
Right. It's really not that difficult. In fact, encouraging your kids to stay in school is something every parent can do. Talk to them. Encourage them. Get them to graduate. Don't drop out on your kids. For a free brochure, call 877-4-KID. That's 877-F-O-R-A-K-I-D. This message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
If you could see plaque clogging your arteries, you'd floss them. If you could see a cramped heart muscle, you'd massage it. If you could see a blood clot forming, you'd wash it out. If you could see heart disease, the number one killer of women, you'd see your doctor. The hard truth is, what you can't see can hurt you. Heart disease can lead to heart attack, disability, even death. Don't wait until it's too late. Talk to your doctor, find out your risk, and take action today to lower it. Learn the heart truth. Call 1-800-575-WELL. That's 1-800-575-WELL. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, National Institutes of Health, National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute.
Lawyer.
Doctor.
Teacher.
Pilot.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
Architect. Actor. Politician. Writer.
What does your child want to be?
Musician.
Scientist. Chef.
Well, if you struggle with reading, both of you have little chance of becoming any of those things. But nothing's worse than giving up on your dreams. That's why with family learning programs, parents and kids learn together, so they succeed together. On things like computer and interview skills, GED preparation, and English as a second language, plus preschool education for kids. The results are amazing, but what's truly amazing is that the only thing it will cost you is your time. Family learning programs. The best way out is by coming in. Turn your life around today by calling toll-free 1-877-FAMLIT1 and be what you've always wanted to be.
Happy!
This message is brought to you by the National Center for Family Literacy and the Ad Council.
You make me smile, please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. The rain is falling on my windowpane.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking here with Dr. Kvitko. Appreciate you spending your time with me today. I think it's been a great show. We've talked about a lot of topics. Before we go, though, I want to remind people, if you would like to send an email to dentallyspeaking@gmail.com, I'll be happy to read your question and give the answer out on the air at our next show. This show is available by going to columbustoday.com at 2 p.m. on Monday through Saturday, so you'll be able to listen that way as well. Remember that it is live on Sunday mornings at 8 on Mix 107.9 80s 90s Now. So set your alarm, get up, give us a call, 542-1079, and participate. Be sure to send me emails. Love the interaction. Very much appreciate people listening in and letting me know that you're learning, because I want everybody to be much, much better dental patients than you've ever been before. Follow me on Twitter by going to Twitter/Dr. Kvitko. And remember, you can search iTunes at Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko for our podcasts. One last thing, dentallyspeaking.com. Please go there. Gives you updates about upcoming guests, information about the show. Actually, you'll get to see pictures of our upcoming guests, and you'll get to see people that, like if somebody's written a book, we'll have a picture of the book. Or when I went and interviewed the people down at Tiger World, I had pictures of the little tiger cubs and some of their teeth that they had lost. So again, thanks for tuning in. Tune in next week. We'll see you. And again, I appreciate it. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Mix 107.9 80s 90s Now. and goodbye for now.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's shows.